To complete this podcast, I'd like to have a quick look at the IHT proposals in the PBR. We've all long recognised the unfairness of wasting nil-rate bans for inheritance tax. A husband and wife, and now of course a civil partner, with a house worth, say, £600,000, that's two nil-rate bans worth, would potentially waste a nil-rate ban on the first death if the property was held under a joint tenancy. Remember that under a joint tenancy, the survivor takes all, and the IHT exemption applies. So the surviving spouse has a house worth £600,000 with only one nil-rate ban to put against it, and this results in tax payable of 40% on £300,000, that is £120,000. The Conservatives propose to deal with this by raising the IHT threshold to £1 million, and this clearly rattled the government. So, in the pre-budget report, Alistair Darling came out with a change with immediate effect. That's the 9th of October. And from that date, a dead spouse's nil-rate ban could be used by the surviving spouse if it hadn't already been used elsewhere. Now, that's clearly good news for homeowners, but it does mean that the sophisticated nil-rate ban discretionary trust planning schemes, costing on average £1,000, will no longer be needed. That's bad news if you've already spent the money, and good news if you haven't. I might just add that the transfer of the nil-rate ban is available only on death. It cannot be used for lifetime gifts by the surviving spouse or partner. There are also other detailed rules. For example, if you've had more than one spouse during the course of your life and you've been left property by both, but I won't be covering that here. Well, that's it for the PBR. I hope that that's been useful, and I look forward to seeing you in the spring on the Tax Update series. Goodbye.